551. Let's look at the Schumann and see what the energy is. And as always, let me know in the comments how you're doing and how you're feeling. The Russian graph has once again not updated since the 22nd. So we're going to have to work off of the Kumiana once again. Here was the Kumiana yesterday. A very steady flow of energy. Lots of ups and downs all week. I'm enjoying this steady wave of energy. We do have energy beginning to pick up, coming in here at 15, maybe beginning to head towards 30 here, very slightly continuing the path of your spiritual awakening, of your ascension to your highest best self. It isn't easy. You're still doing it. You're staying consistent. You're determined. These are all things that make way for beautiful change in your life that will expand you and your opportunities in so many ways. Looking to higher frequencies, look at all of this energy that came in and how it just stopped, like we hit a wall here, and then it just totally, the energy pattern totally changed. Still working though in 9500 hertz. Such a high frequency, it can alert your body to feel stressful, to feel tense, to feel lots of anxiety. This is also the frequency of tinnitus or a ringing in your ear. Be very mindful to notice if you're having ringing in your ear and it lasts longer than just a couple of seconds, be sure to get checked out. It could be tinnitus. If it's only lasting a couple seconds, it very well could be your spirit guides talking with you. And 9500 hertz goes well beyond the last or highest self-agio frequency of 963 hertz, which helps us improve mental fog. It helps connect us to our higher selves, to our spirit guides, the spirit realm as a whole, helping us feel more peaceful, more emotionally stable. We are well beyond the 963 hertz frequency. So if you are feeling very tense, I have a lot of anxiety. I know I saw that in the comments a lot. If you're feeling all these things, if you're jittery, you just can't sit still, it's likely because we're working in high frequencies. These frequencies, I personally feel, they are something that we may be unaware of throughout the day, but still feel the effects of. And that's why it's very important to continue to do what is best for you. Your body is going to change and adjust according to whatever the energy is, and beginning to tap into that and understanding the patterns of your body will help you navigate all of this a little bit easier. You will understand more of what's happening the more you go within and connect to yourself. You will definitely see patterns emerge. But all of this is part of the spiritual awakening process. It's a part of timeline jumping, taking the wool off of your eyes, seeing things for how they really are, slowly but surely moving forward a little bit each day. It is all about the journey. It isn't a race to the top of the mountain. I know some people like to race to the top, but you're going to get exhausted and you probably won't even make it to the top. So just slow and steady. There is no rush. You have plenty of time. There are also a lot of physical symptoms. My sinuses are a train wreck this morning. Your appetite could be changing, either wanting to eat more or less. Brain fog, fatigue is endless, it seems. I can just remind you to take care of yourself, to love yourself, to put yourself first. You matter, and how you feel matter as much as anybody else. You are important, and you should treat yourself like you are important. You are being transformed, dying to your old self, so that you can be reborn, brand new. And it is a very weird process. The more times you do it, a little bit more you understand it, and the less scary it can be. Because you almost kind of know what to expect or where you are in the transformation depending upon how you feel. And that is what you're doing. I hope that you have a wonderful Sunday.